Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy. Proudly sponsored by Hum Finance. Why wait? Get it now. Split your payments with Hum. Visit shophum.com. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Go loud. Sounds better with us.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Katie today, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. Now, as you just heard, and we'd like to say a sincere thank you to the people at Hum Finance, who are the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. And let me tell you a little bit about Hum Finance. With Hum, you can spread the cost of purchases up to 30 grand when buying online or in store from any of their retail partners, and they've loads of different retail partners across a whole range of industries like home, electrical, health and beauty, and much more besides. You will find them in, for example, Easy Living Interiors, Harvey Norman, DID Electrical, DFS, B&Q, the list goes on and on and on. And you can apply in-store, or you can actually apply on their website, which is shophum.ie. And keep in mind that Hum is a form of credit, and it's important to consider your ability to repay the amount borrowed, but you can rest assured that Hum is regulated by the financial regulator, unlike some other companies that let you spread your payments. So buy what you want, pay how you want with Hum. And thank you very much indeed to Hum Finance for being the current sponsors of the Opinions Matter podcast. So what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? One of our listeners who doesn't want to be named, and I think you'll realise why in just a second, got in contact with us on WhatsApp, 0858252626. And here's what this anonymous listener has to say. Hi, can you please talk about this, but don't say my name on air. My fella of 6 months told me last night that he slept with a man about a year ago. He said he was just curious and just wanted to try it because why not? They were his exact words. He said that he didn't enjoy it, but wanted to see what it's like. He also told me that he's not gay and never wants to do it again, but it was all just to satisfy a curiosity. Anyway, I am totally grossed out now, and the thought of his dick being in another man and vice versa. What should I do? I really like him. Should I just forget about it and move on? After all, it was before I met him. Your thoughts, Ms. Mac?
I don't believe that somebody can genuinely want to try having sex with someone of the same sex and not have gay tendencies.
Curiosity?
No.
No?
No.
Is it not? I mean, we all have curiosities. Have you never thought
if
what it'd be like?
If you're curious about sleeping with someone of the same sex, then you're gay or bi.
You never ever thought about what it'd be like to be with another woman?
No.
Never?
No. I'm not a homosexual and I'm not bisexual.
Okay. There is a double standard here, though, because I'm reading some of the comments that have come in about this before we started recording today. And a lot of people say, run for the hills, get away from him. He's as gay as Christmas. Have nothing to do with him. Dump him straight away.
He might not be as gay as Christmas. He's definitely bi, at least.
You know, because he did a one-off.
To the person who sent that in, he's definitely bi.
Okay, if somebody does one line of cocaine, are they a coke addict? No, one line. Didn't like it.
That's different.
No, it's not.
That is different.
If I tonight tried cocaine out of curiosity, which I'm not going to do, and then said, no, that didn't work for me.
Cocaine isn't something you do out of passion or being horny or being heated up. Sex is something you do because you are, at that time, attracted to someone. Like, for a man to do it, he has to have a boner.
Yeah.
And to have a boner, you have to be turned on. And to be turned on, you have to like what you see. And if you're a man looking at another man naked and you like what you see, then you're gay or you're bi. It's that simple.
Is it that simple,
yes,
though? You want to try something. You want, out of curiosity, you want to try something. But and then the key question is, should she run for the hills? Should she stay with him?
Look, it's 2025. A lot of people don't care, you know. It's, who cares? Somebody wants to have sex with someone of the same gender. Who gives a shite?
Mm.
You know, a lot of people won't care. But if it's a thing that it turns you off, the thought of it, then no, like I, that would be a turn off for me.
Would it?
Yeah. What woman wants to think about her man down on all fours?
Okay, but I think there's a complete double standard. If this was a conversation, a fella contacting us to say that his girlfriend has just admitted that she was with another woman a year ago before they met, before they started going out, nobody would bat an eyelid at that. Nobody. Why
there,
the difference?
There is a
Why
double
the double standard?
Standard? Because women tend to be more touchy-feely and experimentative with this kind of stuff, generally. They do. When I was in school, all my friends my age, we had all kissed each other for the crack. And because...
Oh, really?
And in front of lads. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you big leser.
No.
You just, if I
but it wasn't,
use.
It wasn't for wanting to try. It was just for the laugh because, you know, when you're 14, 15 and the lads are like, oh, kiss, blah, blah, blah. And you do it because you think it's funny and you're mad. And looking back now, you're a fucking idiot, you know? But it's different. It's not done because you want to try it. It's not done because you want to kiss another girl. Women are more... tactile in general and more affectionate, more feely.
Okay, so it's,
so
it's
is a
not an issue
standard, but it comes down to a double standard of kind of it not being out of the million miles realms of affection and kind of, yeah, women sleep in the same bed. Men, like, men don't wouldn't sleep in the same bed and
know, but,
watch movies
but again,
girls would.
It's not, he didn't admit to being in a relationship with somebody. He admitted to having a one-off gay sexual encounter.
Okay, but again, I'll say it. What woman, if you went home to Linda tonight and said, Linda, look, I slept with a man, blah, blah, blah. Do you think the thought, Linda sitting there thinking of you down on all fours, getting shown the hee-ho by some guy, do you think that that's an attractive or appealing image for her?
I'll ask her when I get home, but...
No, seriously.
Okay, well, that's the question. That's the debate. That's the conversation we want to have with you right now on 085 825 2626. The lady who contacted us, we're not naming her in any way. We're not even giving out an initial. We're just calling her Anon. And she is concerned. Her fella admitted to her that he had had sex with another man a year ago before they actually met. They're going out together 6 months.
I actually feel sorry for her boyfriend.
Why? The guys have
because
to be...
Because he's either hiding it or he's in denial. And
no,
that's not a nice way to live.
He's been honest enough. He told her.
He told her, yeah, because whatever reason...
I mean, you could argue, why did he tell her?
Who knows why he told her, but the point is that he's in denial to his feelings, or he's not even in denial, he's just lying to him, like he's just pretending to her. He knows deep down.
Our number is 085 825 2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, Glenn, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Glenn?
How's it going, Jamie? How's it going, Katie? I can't stay too long, I have to go back to class now.
That's no problem. Yep.
But my thing is, like I said, like in the voice message, I think she's internally homophobic. It's because they always seem to have friends who are gay and no problems with gay men until it's their own potential partner or boyfriend that seems to turn these women into, I don't know, the homophobic monsters that it's disgusting and things like that. If he had the same response for her sleeping with women, we would all be calling him a monster and dragging him through the fields. The man had a sexual experience. He doesn't like it. He doesn't know if he likes it or not, but he was being completely open and trying to be, you know, get it off his chest, get it off his mind. And this woman is the first thought I know it's anonymous, but going on a podcast and saying I might not go out with my potentially bisexual boyfriend anymore doesn't sit right with me.
So you're accusing her of being homophobic for having an issue with this?
Exactly. If this was two gay men kissing each other on the side of the street and someone rolled into you and I see two men kissing, I didn't like what I saw, it will be saying he's a homophobic piece of shit. She's clearly has some type of sensitive issues toward men, or she feels like he's gone and cheated on her with her man. Like, it's a bit of an anxiety, I feel like, from the message that she can't get over the fact that he was with a man. Like, that's the only thing that's on her mind. Not that he's a good-looking chap, or he's lovely, or he's...
No, I agree with you. It's the fact that he was with another man. She says, I'm totally grossed out now. And the thought of his dick being inside another man and vice versa. So she is admitting that she's grossed out by it. Does that make her homophobic, though?
Exactly. I'll give you a story. I used to go out to nightclubs when I was younger. I've been with my girlfriend 7 years, 6 years. I used to go out to nightclubs and I used to have straight men come up to me. Well, I'll tell you straight, because it was a dominantly straight nightclub I was in, and they'd be feeling you or be on top of you and things like that more than they should be. When men drink, but also what men like when it comes to psychology and the field of sex is to be wanted. Men love to be wanted. That's why we get so aroused when women show interest in us. Even if they smile at us, we have a thing in our brain saying that she likes us, because men like the attention just like women. So this chap probably...
But the argument is that if you you like the attention from somebody of the same sex, then you have to be gay.
No, it's a lot of bullshit because there's so many straight men out there that are gay baiting on OnlyFans on Instagram that are straight with a wife and kids at home that butter up there saying, hey, little secret, and them in their tongue targeted at a gay audience. It's just natural instinct to want to be like that.
Okay, now, Casey, you were arguing that you feel this guy is gay, yeah, end yeah. of, because he tried it once.
Yeah. But like also Glenn is saying there is it's homophobic. There's homophobic undertones here.
Well, the fact that she says I'm totally grossed out.
I'm not a homophobe. I couldn't give a shit if who wants to shag who and whatever. Love is love, all of that. But the thought for me of a man that I would be being intimate with a penis in his mouth, let's be honest, it's not a turn on.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a turn on. And it's not that I'm disgusted by it. It doesn't make me shudder. It doesn't make me think of God.
Is it a turn off?
It's a turn off. Because I think that most straight women who are attracted to men would not like the image of their man performing oral sex on another man or, you know.
But again, let me read a message that's just come in to us from Orla and get your reaction to this, yeah? That guy on the phone is definitely into men. That's why he is saying that. That's why you're saying that. So respond to that.
I have a girlfriend for the last 6 years and I have a 2-year-old son. I live in Spain, so if I was in men, I'd probably be in dreamland because a lot of men are attractive. And I can say that because I'm not sexually attractive. I know what a good man looks like. It's okay, you can say it. You like women praise each other for being attractive. I do have to run now, but what I want to end this on is at least 50% of men in marriage hook up on Grindr or get in touch with other men for gay sex because they're not getting it from their wife.
50%?
No, I'm sorry.
At least half of married men are off sneaking off with other men. And you don't believe me, that's why adult students are still in business.
That's an interesting question. I'd love to know how
I'd love to know where you're getting your stats from. 50%, that's
50% of married men are on Grindr trying to hook up with other men.
At least from what I've heard, anyway. Look, I have.
All right, Glenn. Thanks very much indeed. All right. Thanks very much indeed. All right. That's Glenn. He lives in Spain, as you heard. And then outrageous allegation, Orla. Glenn is hooking up on Grindr, so which is why he knows so much about it.
He does seem to know a lot about it. I'd
love to know where he got that stat, though.
I have to be honest. I had more questions from that I can't ask him because he's gone.
Ross, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Ross?
All right, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Ross. Well, what should this woman do? Her fella was with another bloke a year ago before they started going out together. What should she do?
I'm still confused over what that lad was saying. It was just on a minute ago. Why is he smoking?
Well, he was arguing that she's being homophobic by having an issue with this. And he believes loads of men have secretly had gay hookups.
Yeah, because they're secretly gay. That's why they've had their secret gay. Look, this lad could have his family, his friends, like all of these people might be old fashioned. They might not like if he was gay and all, and he's trying to save face, and that's why he's with her, like, but he's secretly gay. Like, I'm actually still confused over what that other lad was saying. That men go out there and they love attention from men.
Yeah, he did say that. I don't know what he meant either, now, to be honest.
Yeah, like, what straight man loves a man coming onto him in a pub? I'm baffled by that.
Yeah, I'm a little bit baffled myself. But anyway, let's go back to the point. This lady, Anon, is totally grossed out by the thought of her fella being with another man and vice versa. Now, can you understand how she's a bit grossed out?
She's well entitled to it. She's seen a guy that she obviously likes, and the fact that he had a dick in him or his dick was in another man, she's entitled to feel that way. She's grossed out by it. Fair play to her.
Fair play to her being grossed out.
Like, I don't mean, it's her own decision. Like, that's her own choices. If she's grossed out by it, she's grossed out by it.
A lot of people believe that this guy is secretly gay. And the argument here is, and Louise actually makes,
gay or boy, or he's trying to save face. Like, he can't come out and say that he's gay because he'll be looked at differently. Look, if he's gay, he's gay. Like, just come out and say it. I have no issues with gay people. I've said this before. I don't care if you're gay. What do we have is that trans and non-binary shit. That's what I have an issue with. But here, that's here or there. Today, if he's gay, he's gay. Come out and fucking say it.
But he said he was just curious, just wanted to try it. He actually didn't enjoy it and doesn't want to ever do it again. So that would say he's not gay.
straight man, I don't know any straight man that would be curious of riding another man. I just don't believe that
a lot of men have thought about it.
No, I don't understand.
Not necessarily acted on it, but thought about it.
Never, ever, ever once in my life thought what it would be like. No, I just couldn't. I'm sorry. No, I'm even getting grossed out of it now. Even think about it, I'm going to get sick. Like.
Oh, well.
No, I'm not.
I get what you're saying. It's not a hatred against gay people.
Yeah,
I know. I get what you're saying. It's the thought of you being with someone in an intimate way like that.
And as I said before, it's nothing against gay people. I'll fly that rainbow flag with them. You know what I mean? I don't give a shit. But no, me, no. I don't understand. I'm still baffled by your man on the phone actually before that, so I'm a little bit thrown here as well.
All right. So, what was your advice be to this lady? Should she finish the relationship and move on?
If she's grossed out, boy. She's grossed out. She's never going to be able to look past it. So.
All right, good to talk to you, Ross. Thanks very much indeed. Our number is 085-825-2626. Now, Darren has been in touch with the WhatsApp voice note.
I don't buy all this shit about bisexual. If you like the same sex, you are gay. And it's as simple as that. The norm, heterosexual, you like the opposite sex. If you like the same sex, you're gay. None of this bisexual shit. If you like the same sex, you are gay, and that's the end of it.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Need something now but want to spread the cost? With Hum, you can shop at thousands of stores with easy, flexible payments. No hidden fees, no stress. Apply today at shophum.com. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Amanda, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Amanda?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good, thanks, Amanda. Well, should this lady run for the hills now that she has found out that her fella had gay sex last year?
I think, firstly, I want to reply to what Darren just said. Darren, I'm bisexual. We exist, believe it or not, we're real people. We do exist and we can fancy both men and women. There's nothing wrong with that. It's completely okay. You don't have to do it if you don't want to. The other thing I would say for this woman, I mean, if she's not into it, then move on. Don't be going up to break up with this man and being like, oh, I don't want to be with you because I think you might like men too. Don't leave him with insecurities that he doesn't need to have. You could just break up and say, look, I don't want to be with you anymore. I just feel a bit different. And move on and let this man be whatever he wants to be. And that's okay. She doesn't have to stick around for it. But say she's grossed out and all. I mean, there's nothing gross.
Her exact words, I'm totally grossed out now and the thought of his dick being inside another man and vice versa has me completely freaked out, basically.
She doesn't have to like it. That's absolutely fine. You're allowed to have certain boundaries for yourself, certain... I think it's down personally to insecurities and jealousy. Like, I know myself, I can be quite a jealous person. I'm not going to go ask my partner, here, how many people have you slept with? Who have you slept with? Because that would make me so insecure. I'd probably go nuts and break up with him. I'm not going to put myself in that position. And if she knew, look, shouldn't probably ask these questions. She should have stopped and not asked. It's that, you know?
Okay, so you describe yourself as bisexual, and that I assume means that you equally like men as women, is that right?
Yeah, I like men, I like women. I think they're both equally attractive. I can walk down the street and see an absolutely stunning woman. And I think I think lesbians and bisexual women will understand this. We kind of have two types of beauty in our heads. I can look at a woman and see she's absolutely beautiful and go, oh my God, I'd love to look like her. She's stunning. I don't want to sleep with her, but I'd love to look like her. And then there's another way. You look at a woman, you go, oh no, she's nice. She's nice and that kind of nice.
How did you discover that you were bisexual then?
Oh, I've known, well, I have been most of my life, and I think most gay people would say the same. I came out to my mum and dad when I was 15 years old. I sat down in the sitting room with them and I was like, I like women and men. What have you to say about that? Like, I obviously was trying to get a reaction at the time. I was 15, but I wasn't lying. I am what I am, and I've never hid it.
And have you been in relationships with men and women?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Okay. So, a lot of people have said that this guy is either gay or at least bi, just because he had one gay experience. Would you agree that he has to be bi?
He might not be bisexual, but I think he's definitely attracted to men on some sort of level. That there has to be some sort of attraction.
But he says he tried it out of curiosity, didn't really enjoy it, and doesn't want to do it again. That wouldn't necessarily...
Have you ever had bad sex?
Has he ever?
Like, seriously, have you ever had bad sex?
Oh, right, okay. Because so it could
have
been just...
He could have just had bad sex. He could have been like, oh, I like that man, had sex with that man, and because he hadn't had sex with other men, I was like, was that it? Is that it? I'm not realizing.
So, you're saying is maybe give it a try again and then know whether you actually like it or not.
Yeah, you can, when it comes to your sexuality, you explore it as you get older. That's what you should do. Well, I think so anyways. Your teens and your 20s are your years to explore yourself and discover yourself. And if that's what that chap is doing, so what? Leave him to it. She needs to probably work on how she words stuff and be a bit more empathetic towards him. She doesn't have to be with him. I mean, she's allowed, again, have her own boundaries and insecurities. We all do. But maybe not be so harsh and crude towards him, because at the end of the day, he's a person. And if he is still discovering himself, don't be putting him down. She shouldn't put him in a position where she's making him feel that if he is bisexual, there's something wrong with it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay, but now, you were giving out about Darren and his message a while ago. In fact, I have Darren on the line now. And Darren, you believe this guy is gay? End of story.
If you, the most natural thing in the world, if you're heterosexual, is to get with the opposite sex, correct? Yes?
Yes, yep.
So if you like the same sex, you're gay. That's as simple as that. For me, it's black and white.
Well, no.
Darren, I like women. I like women. I've been with plenty of women. But I'm also in a relationship, well, not while, by the way, I should say, not at the same time. But I have a partner, a male partner. I have two kids. And I met my partner when I was 27, 28. I'm now 43. But before him, I definitely slept with women. And I'm still, if me and him were to break up, to be honest, I'd probably go back to only dating women. You've men give me anxiety.
Did you say you're in a relationship now with a man?
Yeah, I have two kids and everything.
Okay. And how does he feel? Like, he obviously doesn't mind. He's completely unfazed. But I do think it is different for men in this situation.
I agree with you. I do agree with you. But he, the kind of way we have a relationship, he accepts I am what I am. Now, if I was drunk and went near another woman or tried to do out with another woman, that's cheating. That's cheating. There's no other way around it. So if I was to go near another woman, he wouldn't be like, oh, yeah. No, he'd be like, you just broke my heart. You just cheated on me.
Yeah. Cheating no matter who you cheat on with.
Exactly.
Yeah. But Darren, just to go back to the point you were making, here is a lady who is bisexual. She happens to be in a relationship right now with a man, but she's been with plenty of women in the past.
Don't say plenty, Jesus.
Well, you're the one that said that.
Okay, did I say that one?
Yeah, you did.
Sorry.
Yeah. A number of women in the past. And what's wrong with that? So, in other words...
I didn't say I was wrong with it. I'm just saying, if you like the same sex, it means you're gay. No, simple as that.
But Amanda has admitted she does like the same sex. Does that mean she's gay?
She's
bi. Bi is two
gays. But I'm not gay. I like men too. And I can assure you.
Yeah, but that's the standard. The standard for you is to like men. So if you like the same sex, it means you're gay. And it's as simple as that. That's my belief anyway.
Amanda, are you gay?
No.
But do you like the same sex? Do you like the same sex? Yes. So how are you not gay?
Because I like both men and women.
Yes, but the part
that likes women, Amanda, it makes you gay.
But that's what I'm trying to say. I understand, Donna, not everybody is going to understand that perspective. I understand that because I'm bisexual, I get that point of view. I'm not going to have the same experience as a gay man growing up. I'm not going to have the same
experience. You just said there, you're not gay, but you like the same sex. That's an absolute contradiction in itself.
No, because I like men.
Yes, it is. Yeah, but you like women as well, so you're gay.
Okay, Darren, if that makes you feel better, we'll go with that.
That's just my opinion.
Okay, so this guy...
You realise you're telling me, you are telling me what my sexuality is because of your opinion.
But if you were
telling me... Who did I tell you?
You just did. You just told me I was gay. You just told me that.
You just said you like the same sex.
Because of your opinion. Tell me more, Darren.
But that's not my... How is that my opinion? That's a fact. If you like same sex,
you just said it was your opinion.
If you were a woman who was attracted to other women, you might not be completely gay, but you
you're gay.
What I mean is that, yeah, you might be straight to a point as well, but you are homosexual.
Oh, I'm not straight. Yeah, but I wouldn't call myself straight. That's
the thing. So you're giving like, out to me in you're saying that I'm a
straight
woman.
Darren, let me ask you then. This guy that we're talking about, Anand's boyfriend, had one gay experience a year ago. Does that make
that
him
you
gay?
Know of?
No,
that you know of.
One that he's admitted to. Does that make
There's
him
no
gay?
Way a gay man would have only one experience with men. Okay, there's no... I don't believe that for a second.
Okay, but let's take it at face value and let's assume it was just a one-off. He didn't like it, doesn't want to do it again. Does that make him gay?
I would say, yeah.
Because he had one experience with another man.
The minute a penis enters a man's ass, he's gay. It's as simple as that.
End of.
Yeah, and it's the same if it's in his mouth.
Okay, that makes him gay. Stay there for 1 second if you can, please. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you would like to get involved in this conversation, let me bring in more of your opinions, like this from Eddie.
It's actually an interesting topic. I mean, I've known loads of women through the years that have had an experience that wanted to experiment, and they only done it once just to satisfy their curiosity. And then they got married and had kids, and they identify as straight. Just tick the box, wanted to try something different. However, it's always different when it's the other way around. If a man tries something, and then he does it once, and another man finds out, he's labelled a queer. Yeah, there's plenty of men out there that are with women, and they know that they had one experience, but it kind of turns them on the way, and they go, that's all right. But once it's a man v man, oh no, it's totally different.
Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Big purchase on your mind? With Hum, you don't have to put it off. Because you can spread the cost with easy, flexible payments at thousands of stores. No hidden fees and no stress. It's simple. Apply online today at shophum.com and start shopping smarter. Hum. More life for your money. Flexify Europe Limited, trading as Hum, is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Jason, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Jason?
Afternoon, Adrian. How are you?
Good, thanks, Jason. This lady, Anand, should she run for the hills because her boyfriend is actually gay?
Yeah, she'll never die with the trust of him, unfortunately. Every time he goes out and he's away, when she's going to think, is he with another man or is he with another woman? So it's not everybody's
but this,
that
is,
way.
Sorry, like, but Jay, this happened before they met.
Oh, yeah, but that's, yeah, I'm not saying that. I mean, but the fact that now she knows he's attracted to other men as well. There's no way he's just turned that switch off. I don't believe that.
Okay,
if you listen to what gay people have been telling us, they're born like that. I mean, gay people have been telling us forever now, that's how they're born.
Yeah, no,
so you
agree.
Can't just turn it on and turn it off.
Okay,
so
but I'd say he's hiding it.
Sorry. I'd say he's hiding the fact. I'd say family pressures or whatever. He feels that he has to have a woman in his life.
Okay, if he was secretly gay, as you're saying, why would he possibly admit it to her? Why would he possibly tell her that?
He could be looking for a cover. How many men out there have left women with kids and turns out they were gay, and all I knew all along and all you get is, oh, you go, you live your life. Well, the poor woman's been dumped, left with a load of kids and a heartbroken. Has it been like that for years? No, I'm sorry. If that's the way you keep that lifestyle, we have to accept it. Now, don't agree with it, but we have to accept it. But you stick to your guns, brother. You're not into it. You'll never accept it, Adrian. You know that. Every time she sleeps with him, she'll be wondering, is he thinking of another man, or what way was he with that other man? No, it's just not going to happen. I'm sorry.
Okay, Amanda, let me just go back to you for a second. This is something that, if she's grossed out by it, is something she's never going to be able to get over, so she should finish the relationship. What do you say to that?
Yeah, fully agree with her. It's for the both of their sakes and for the both of their mental health. 100% agree. She's never going to feel comfortable now because her level of insecurity has been...
Why do you keep calling it insecure when we have a preference? If we don't agree with a certain lifestyle, whatever it is, we're called insecure. Why is it not just called boundaries and preferences? Like, my boundaries
because
are...
Because I am talking
with a girl.
About insecurities. I'm talking about jealousy.
I'm not into women that have been used as public fucking toilets, right? Am I insecure or have I just got a preference? I've got boundaries and respect for myself.
I think it's a mixture of both. I think you're misunderstanding what I'm saying. I agree.
It's not insecure.
There is a way. There is, in a sense, If you don't want to be with a woman because she's an OnlyFans or she's done something, that is your boundary. That's your level of thing. Yeah. But it also
why are we called insecure?
I'm about to tell you. But it does then trickle into the side of insecurities and jealousy. Because you as a man wouldn't want to be with a woman who has OnlyFans because so many men have seen her, so many men have touched her, so many men have been with the woman that you want to be with, the woman you love, and you can't handle the idea. And I respect that.
Nobody wants to be with the town boy.
I agree with you. Yeah, I'm not disagreeing with that. You don't feel good about yourself because of what she's doing. That's your insecurity. That girl doesn't care. Yeah. She's not insecure. She's doing her own thing, living her best life.
Just get rid of him, because not everybody's into that fucking lifestyle, Adrian.
I don't even know what you mean by that. Here's a guy who had
Guy would sleep on anything. Like Cordell on the phone, she'd sleep on anything in the fucking pool. You could never ever live with somebody like that.
You have no idea anything about me.
I wouldn't be with you, so don't worry about it. There you go. This is the world he wants to live in. God doesn't need to help me. Me and God are all right, thanks.
Well, God doesn't believe in hate. Remember, God used to sit with the prostitutes. God sat with the down and outs. Jesus did. He sat out with the better lepers. Yes, Jesus did do all that.
I'm not getting into a religious debate. Okay, both of you are at least in agreement on one thing. This lady should finish the relationship with this guy because she's probably never going to be able to move on from it.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he deserves also to discover who he is as a person. So for about mental health, call it a day and move on.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your call. Our number is 085-825-2626. Let's bring in Trevor on this conversation.
What's that, guys? Why the fuck do you keep having Darren on saying bisexuality is not a thing? I know a few people who are bisexual. I know a few people who are gay. I know a lot of heterosexuals. But last time I checked, the definition is if you can be sexually aroused by the two different genders or the same gender as yourself and the opposite gender, that's bisexual. That's not gay. Gay is just one fucking gender on the other gender. Not both genders. So Darren, cop the fuck on, you red pill fucking numpty. Great Charlotte's.
Oh, Trevor was angry there, wasn't he? Matt, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Matt?
I'm very well. How are you?
Good, thanks. What did you want to say on this?
Well, kind of the way that I see it is you've got a man that has expressed vulnerability and to someone that they thought that they could trust. So straight away, like, that dude is going to shut down completely. The fact that now he knows that his partner is after telling something in confidence to the whole country, like, I know that would break me anyway.
Okay, so by even contacting us, now it is all anonymous, obviously, but she's betrayed his trust in, and that in itself is going to ruin the relationship.
100%. So they know it ruined my last relationship. Like, I confided something to my partner, and next thing you know, they said it to their parents, and it was said back to me.
Oh, okay, and right. So then, you, like, now know conference. That you then knew that that partner was untrustworthy.
Aye, and that's 11 years gone.
So this lady, Anon, should she, because she describes herself as being totally grossed out at the thought of him being with another man, should she just end that relationship then?
I think so. I think, look, she is more than entitled to feel how she's feeling about that. Like, I have zero issue with her opinion saying that, look, I'm grossed out by that. This isn't what I want in a relationship. That's not the bit that I have an issue with. My bit is the whole trust thing.
Okay, by finding out this information from somebody with whom she's in a relationship and then running off to the nearest podcast to tell everyone about it.
Yeah, that's kind of where I kind of draw the line. Like, the partner that I have at the moment, like, she's been with women before and it's no bother to me. Whatever happens before me is before me.
Okay, and that doesn't play on your mind at all, ever?
Well, I'm kind of secure enough in who I am as a person and in our relationship.
Okay, which is good. That's great.
Not really
an issue.
The same way I've been with guys, I've been with too many women, if I'm honest with you, in my past. And because we started this relationship with trust and honesty, like open communication, I think is
okay. So you know her, she knows you, and you've been able to build from there. But the fact that she was with women in her past doesn't faze you at all. It is what it is. Is it different though for men and this lady trying to get her head around the fact that her fellow was with another man? Is it different, or is that just a double standard?
It is a double standard, but it's also different. Like, men are a lot more reactive, whereas I would say a stereotypical female, like assigned female at birth, would be more curious.
All right, good to talk to you, Matt. Thanks very much indeed for your call, and thank you all of you for your calls on this latest Opinions Matter podcast, and thank you to Katie as well. If you enjoyed the podcast, please hit subscribe or follow, click on the bell icon on Spotify, and you'll get a notification every time we upload a new episode. We'll catch you on the next one.